Welcome to Whispering Ned's prompt number. Shit, what is it? 133. And the prompt is boundaries, boundary, edges, margins, or frame. Edgy. So, yeah, it's been a while, been 4 weeks since the last prompt. I'd say sorry about that, but I'm not. So, you know, I suppose you've got to feel it. You've got to want to do something like this. It's a labour of love in a way, you know. And when you don't feel like doing it, you don't feel like doing it. But it's not just that. There's been a combination of reasons that have thwarted the attempts until I wasn't tempted anymore to try and I'd do something else instead. But I would imagine that all the masses of people that listen to this would be missing me too much. And there's a couple of people that have infused me with enthusiasm again and encouraged me. So anyway, I'll get on to... I like to add a little extra layer from popular culture or literature or whatever, just to kind of entertain me, entertain you, and maybe kind of inspire you a little bit to do with the theme. So I was just going to do a quote, because I remember a quote from one of my favourite TV shows is The Mighty Boosh, and I thought I'll try and find that quote that I like that mentions boundaries. But when I was looking, I found the full Mighty Boosh TV transcripts. So I thought I'd read a little bit of the script from season 1, episode 1, Killaroo. So I'll just read a little bit of the script from this. Let me just see where my little line is. It might sound a bit surreal, but the program's surreal, so yeah. Howard is interrupted by the sound of a blender that Vince is not so tactfully using to blend his fruit. Do you mind? I'm doing a poem. Oh, sorry. Mrs. Gideon. Howard exits the room. Vince follows him into the lounge. Howard sits down on the couch with a dejected sigh and hugs a cushion. Come on, Howard, perches on the arm of the couch. I mean, I think you're going about it all the wrong way with Gideon. What do you mean? Well, you know, I mean, you ask her out, she says no, and what do you do about it? Hang about in her garden all night, weeping into her fish pond. How do you know about that? How do I know? It's in the papers. Man kills koi carp with human tears. Pages 4 to 44. They interviewed one of the carp and everything. He was furious. Cut away to carp. Oh, it was so salty. I'm fresh water. Return to scene. Vince touches Howard's arm sympathetically. I don't think you understand women. I mean, what do you think women like? After a long pause. Trumpets. Trumpets? Bookmarks. They don't like bookmarks. They're like edgy characters. I've got edge. You're about as edgy as a satsuma. I'm a crazy man. I'm a nut job. I'm a freak ball. You know, I break through all the boundaries. If I see a boundary, I eat a boundary and wash it down with a cup of hot steaming rules. Eh? Howard throws cushion on the floor defiantly. After a moment, Vince motions to the floor. The two exchange looks between each other and the cushion. Eventually, Howard leans forward and grabs the cushion, dumping it back on the couch. So there you go, there's a reading from the TV transcripts of The Mighty Boosh. Maybe you could write a little script. You know, do some accents. Or maybe you could just completely ignore all the boundaries. Or you could put a poem in a frame. Or you could get really, really edgy. You know, really, really sledgy, really, really edgy. Ding, ding. Don't know what the fuck that was. So, okay. It's good to be back. Have a good week, y'all. Look forward to your contributions. Catch you later. Yeah.